Remy, I'll actually start by asking you about the game at Swansea now. The Swansea are a side who picked up a couple of results in recent weeks. They're pretty close to safety, you would think, now.
Yes, because of the good run, I should say, since the beginning of 2016. You know, they won 4 games, I think. Then probably they don't are and they don't feel completely safe in this English Premier League, but they are in a good position to be at the end of the season.
Both teams, of course, have an Ayew up front, Jordan and Andre. What would you make of the way those two French players have adjusted and adapted to the Premier League this season?
I think Andre is a bit more... he's older, that's what I want to say, and he has a little bit more experience than Jordan. Then he settled in very well in the Swansea team, and I think that, you know, it's always the same when you come in... team that is in a difficult position, it's more difficult to adapt, to settle in, and I think unfortunately for Jordan, maybe the Aston Villa situation was a little bit more complicated to give the best of his football. Despite that, he achieved it to do it at a certain period.
You've got a lot to live up to with their father, haven't they? Because Abdi Pelé was such a magnificent player. You'll have played against him. In fact, you narrowly missed him, and you left Lyon as he arrived as well.
Exactly, but I played against him, and he was a tremendous football player. His dribbles were terrific, and I don't know which one of his sons looks like the more as a football player he was. I don't know. They probably have the same skills with the balls.
Of course, mention of Lyon, there's been a suggestion amongst the media that maybe they'd be quite interested in having you back. Have you heard about that? What do you feel about that?
I feel that I'm 100% focused on what I have to do with Aston Villa. You know, the situation is complicated enough, difficult enough not to to comment any speculation on individuals. And I'm fully focused on the game we have to do. That's it.
Although, is speculation at least good news in that you might be concerned that your reputation could have taken a hit from what's happened since you've got here, because it's been a difficult time for you?
You know, I'm not working or living only for my reputation, and, you know, everybody is doing what he has to do. When you achieve or miss something in life, it's done, it's the past, and I'm not living with the past, I'm living with the future.
But it's such an awkward situation now, trying to keep players motivated or get more out of them when there seems to be a feeling that it's gone now, that the relegation is inevitable.
No, the relegation is not inevitable for me. And about the motivation of the players, you know, I'm not the only one responsible of the motivation of the players, you know. I think they are not child, and everything is very aware of Aston Villa situation. I suppose that every of my players are aware of, and I try to do my best, and I hopefully they are doing the same.
But the realist in you must be thinking right now it's going to be very, very difficult to achieve.
Of course, I'm not... I'm not stupid in the point that I'm going to say that it's going to be easy. Of course, it's an impossible mission that we have to make it possible. Then I realize the huge task it is. But once again, in football, until the game has been played, you never know what's going to happen. You know, yesterday, nobody would be able to say... which team between Bayern Monaco and Juventus Turin would have won? Then you know, you never know in football.
Talking about, you mentioned the belief that you can still get out of trouble, but the important thing is that your players have to believe they can get out of trouble. Do they believe? Are you confident when you look in their eyes? They believe they can fight their way out of this problem.
You know, this is a question that I'm not the best person to answer. You know, I cannot answer for the other. Then I still believe, and I show that since the first day I came in this football club, because my target and what I've been asking for was to try to save this football club from relegation, and I'm only focused on that.
I suppose even if relegation does happen, players should be playing, you know, for pride, for the, you know, to the last minute. They should never be giving up.
Pride, passion, because we all love football. And as I said already, nobody has to forget that when all of one of us were a child, we were dreaming of wearing a professional shirt. And some of my players probably, when they were very young, dreamt to wear the Aston Villa football shirt. Then this is something that should give you a big strength in difficult moments like we are in.
Planning for next season takes time. Whether you're in the Premier League or the Championship, it takes time to change things, to organise new players. It takes time. So how do you do that when, you know, you're not accepting that perhaps you could be down? How do you plan for next year? Are you planning already?
You know, there is people in the club that are also in charge to have the thinking, the reflection about next season. And I'm having part of some of this discussion.
They are two different leagues, though, Remy, in approach and finesse, if you like, the Premier League and the Championship. It must be very difficult to run on parallel lines now in terms of recruitment, for example.
Yes, but as I said to you, from the time where things would be certain, you could say, okay, we are going to play in this league or in that league. For the moment, this is only speculation. There is maybe a high percentage that Aston Villa will play in Championship last season, but at the moment this is not I'm not speculating on that. I'm only focusing on trying to win the next game. That's it.
Well, let's look at the practicalities. There are 24 points to play for. How many points do you think you need to avoid relegation?
I don't know, because I'm not a prophet. I don't know how many points will gain Newcastle, Norwich and Sunderland. I don't know.
You talk about the passion and everything else that's needed to be Aston Villa player, but the fact that they keep subsiding when they go down, when they go one down, two down, that must still worry you, surely?
Yes, of course. I said that we are too fragile when we concede a goal. I can sometimes understand why, because of the way the season has been going on until so far. But then this is not a reason why we shouldn't be able to win games. Then everybody has to work on that as a professional, and once again with passion and dedication.
You see, Leicester did it last year. Villa fans and players keep saying, well, Leicester got out of trouble, but they rolled up their sleeves throughout the season and they never gave in. And the comparisons with Villa this season are unfavourable.
Yes. What can I say, you know? I tried to motivate my player. I tried to make them aware of the situation, aware that everything would be possible. And this is the job I try to do.
And you haven't been able to buy a player since you took over in early November. That must be a frustration in terms of what you want to do with the squad.
It is the past, and it's not the time to speak again about that, but probably it was something important.
You lost the sporting director this week, but the club statement said they'd be immediately looking for a replacement. Now, do you approve of the idea of having a sporting director at Aston Villa?
I didn't change my mind. I don't know in the Aston Villa culture, but I, in the past, what they are used to do, what is the culture of exactly this football club used to have. But to my point of view, I told you when I arrived, because I was questioned about that, I'm used to work in this kind of structure, and for me, this is not a problem.
So we actually don't know what a sporting director does, but you clearly do. So if the right man was in the job, you'd be happy with both the job description and the right man?
Yes, I think man, and of course capability of people in every position in a football club are very important. And once again, it wouldn't be a problem for me to have a new one.